You are listening to Spiral Marketing, a show for current and future business leaders, marketers, and entrepreneurs dedicated to elevating your brand with timely topics and expert guests. I'm your host, Carl Bohm. Today's topic will especially appeal to you if you are interested in innovation, marketing studies, and the role of the CMO.
What is the DNA of business marketing? How do we market ourselves now and in the future? Brand communications is evolving. Are you? Let's explore together. Spiral upwards. This is Spiral Marketing.
Today's guest, Lisa Norell, was on the show for episode 8 to talk about her top insights from writing her book, The Mindful Marketer. If you haven't already, check out that episode. There's lots of great insights on how to use mindfulness to improve your life and work as a busy marketer. Lisa Norell is the Chief Energy Officer of Energize Growth. She is also an award-winning public speaker and author featured in the U.S. News & World Report, CMO Council, American Express Open, the San Diego Transcript, Women in Technology, and Computer World. She is also an expert blogger on strategic growth planning for Fast Company and the Huffington Post. Lisa, welcome back to Spiral Marketing.
Carl, well, first, I appreciate getting to spend more time with you again. It's always good to know that I'm the first return guest. I better not mess up.
Oh, I don't think you could if you tried.
So I really put this study together for the third consecutive year to find out what the biggest opportunities and challenges are among CMO communities globally. And this was a continuation of what I started in 2013. And I always look for places where CMOs have improved or new areas that they are focusing on or investing in to create outstanding, high-performing marketing organizations. And that was the reason for the study this year.
Excellent. Okay, so it's called From Fledgling to Falcon, How CMOs Make the Leap from Order Taker to Innovator.
And that's right.
Let's talk a little bit about what that means to you.
The consistent trouble that our CMO communities face is that even if they have the title VP of Marketing or CMO, many organizations treat their marketing leaders as order takers, kind of like the image of the McDonald's drive-thru window. Hello, welcome to marketing. May I take your order? Yeah, this is the VP of sales, and I want you guys to put a plan together for the next big trade show. Okay, would you like pickles and lettuce with that? And this behavior is frustrating to seasoned marketing leaders who really want to escape that whole mindset that organizations often perpetuate. It's dysfunctional, and it really downplays the true potential of today's marketing leaders. We want them not to be order takers, and they don't want to be order takers. They want to be viewed as strategic market makers and innovators, which is instead of trying to fix yesterday's problems, they want to be known as the people who help design the future. So we're looking for places that's happening or reasons why it isn't and what the roadblocks are.
Excellent. And did you say this is the third annual?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. By the third time around, I imagine that the process is pretty darn smooth. What does the process look like?
You mean the process of conducting the study?
Yeah.
We change it up every year to reach more people. Mm-hmm. So unlike previous years, this year we teamed up with CMO.com, which is an Adobe company, and they helped spread the word about our study. And we also were much more intentional about spreading the word across our social channels. And because of the success of my second book, The Mindful Marketer, and the size of our community has grown significantly, we were able to get a much higher number of CMOs responding to the study. And it was primarily an online survey followed by several dozen follow-up emails and phone conversations with CMOs across not only the U.S., but seven other countries. So we had about 100 CMOs respond.
Adobe, that's a pretty solid partner to have on your side for a study.
Yeah, they've been really fun to work with over the last couple of years and have had me speak at their summit and a host of things. So they're nice to work with.
Excellent. For the purpose of understanding the study, how do you define innovation?
What I see, Carl, is innovation is the ability to apply creativity to an existing relationship, program, or process in order to reach a new and improved state. And a lot of companies and marketers confuse innovation with problem solving. And they're two very different things. And the main thing to reiterate here is that problem solving often helps marketers revert to a previous state in their marketing organization or their customer relationships. What I'm talking about in this study are examples or roadblocks to marketers creating new and improved states for their stakeholders and customers.
Oh, that's awesome. Using creativity to evolve an organization, it stands out. Your answer was quite eloquent, but I think evolution and creativity, what a cool connection.
Right. Yeah, that's what we want to stress here, is this is not about solving yesterday's issues with the same set of tools.
Great. And what did you find most interesting from the whole process?
Well, actually, there were two things that were really very interesting. The first one I'll talk about is that the number of responses I received around how CMOs like to learn and professionally grow. We live in a time where every marketing piece will tell you that the rise of mobile is exponential and everybody's doing it. And marketers need to invest more in mobile advertising and mobile platforms.
Right.
And yet, what was very interesting is that it was the least favored method of learning. Most of the CMOs consistently report that their favorite method of learning continues to be private face-to-face meetings with their peers, followed second by short webinars. However, mobile learning didn't make the top of the list.
Oh boy.
So I'm suggesting here, this really implies that all of our frenzy about mobile learning and mobile platforms may not apply to many members of the C-suite.
That is interesting.
And the second thing that we found was what I call the 70%, 8% rule. And this is a reflection of something that's really surprised me. 79% of the CMOs we surveyed said that they were willing to take action in the next 6 months to address their biggest issues. So we were very pleased to hear that. And that was almost double the number who were willing to take action and invest funds to address their top concerns in 2014. So that was good. We saw that there was a significant increase in their confidence and willingness to put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. That was very positive. So that was the second thing. But I would also add a third item, which is that we asked them what's one thing they're going to be doing differently in the coming 12 months to address all of the obstacles they're facing. And some of their existing language in their marketing positioning and their internal communications and help them reframe how to best position those. And it's very powerful.
I bet. Great. Okay. Any other key takeaways for maybe the lower level marketers and the entrepreneurs?
Yes. The entrepreneurs listening to this conversation are welcome to also take some of these recommendations to heart, because for many of you, you may not be at a size yet where you can budget or afford a chief marketing officer or VP of marketing. And if you're a person aspiring to become a CMO or you're part of a team of marketers, the third recommendation will resonate. And that is to either be a change champion within marketing or develop them within the marketing organization. I have found that leaders who try to go it alone fail at innovation. and those who find some internal cheerleaders who are willing to take some prudent risk, and those people who exhibit certain qualities can help you build the groundswell and the support to foster innovative behaviors and kind of a culture of experimentation to allow innovation to germinate and create new seeds of change.
Perfect. What would you like to see happen next?
I would love people to go to my website and they can actually download some complimentary tools on marketing innovation. And the white paper is also available for them there. And people can just visit energizegrowth.com. And right there on the homepage, you will find the actual study, which you can download. And when you sign up, you also can take a 2.5-minute survey to see how ready you and your organization are to be marketing innovators.
Excellent. What's next for you, Lisa? I think the last time I asked you that, you said you were going to try and clean your desk and go on a vacation.
Well, there's never a bad time for vacations, right?
Right. Amen.
Right now, it's the end of the year, and I'm putting my plans together for our next innovation conference, and people can learn more about key learnings from our CMO's Leading Innovation Conference by going to energizegrowth.com/click, C-L-I-C. And I'm listening for CMOs and CEOs out there who are doing some really innovative marketing programs and creating innovative marketing cultures. So if you're one of those people, I encourage you to reach out and contact me. The conference is going to be stellar.
Perfect. Okay. Where is the best place for folks to go to learn more about you and to reach you?
People are welcome to go to energizegrowth.com, download our white paper there on innovation, or contact me, Lisa, at energizegrowth.com. Happy to answer your questions.
Excellent. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show again. It was a pleasure.
Always fun to hang out with you, Carl. Thank you.
Likewise.